This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Just 16 minutes after the hour, welcome back into the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining us now on our First Advantage hotline, always look forward to these conversations. Boy, a lot has happened since the last time we talked to this guy, Director of Athletics for Colorado State, Joe Parker. Joe, thanks so much for giving us some time. I know your schedule's crazy, but we appreciate you catching up with us, man.
Yeah, of course, Brady. I can't remember the last time we were together, but it's been a while, so it's good to be on your show.
Yeah, I think, my goodness, the basketball teams both have been firing on all cylinders. Obviously, some changes with the football program, so there's a lot that we have to discuss that we haven't talked about in a while. So, again, I always appreciate it. This is a great time for Colorado State, though, isn't it? I mean, you guys, there's been a lot of success with a lot of these different programs throughout the last couple of seasons, but, you know, obviously basketball, women's basketball, coming off a win last night. You got the men's basketball team going up against Nevada. They continue to do historic things. This is just a special time, and you can see it. It's evident at Moby Arena on those home nights.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the crowd's been great. The student response has been phenomenal. And, yes, I mean, both those teams are really coming together, playing well, and still a lot of conference schedule ahead. But, you know, what they're trying to do is point towards, you know, the tournament and postseason play. So it's going to be exciting to see what both of those teams are able to accomplish.
Joe, when you sat down, you know, a few years ago, and even with the extension with Coach Medved, I mean, did you see it playing out like this so quickly? Because I look at it, and it's not like Coach has been there for that long of a time, but every single year, I think it's fair to say, every year Coach Medved has been the head coach for Colorado State men's hoops, it's just gotten a little bit better every single season.
Yeah, this is his fourth year, so it's not quite a, you know, crazy turn, you know, timeline turnaround, but, you know, it's been steady every year. And when you think about the team that he first inherited and how he had to rebuild the roster and his focus on, you know, really four-year students, it's been a very methodical, incremental way to build a program that's, you know, poised to hopefully be in a position to earn a championship this year.
That was such a crazy transition, too. And I know, Joe, we talked about that transition between coaches when you did move on and bring in Coach Nico Medved. But hearing it from you, what is it about Coach Medved? I mean, we bring him on the show. We talk to him. He's an amazing guy. The players are crazy about him. They're crazy about the entire coaching staff. But from your perspective, when you deal with him, what is it about Medved that just makes him this magnetic guy, but just a great leader of men on the floor and off it?
Yeah, I think, you know, humility is one thing that I recognize from Coach Medved. You know, he understands how to construct a team, how to message into the locker room. You know, he's got high expectations for accountability and leadership within his program. He and his staff work really hard to identify students that are going to accept those responsibilities of being a student athlete here at CSU. And he's done a really, really good job of bringing those type of students together and then, you know, just teaching them very intensively the sport of basketball and how he likes to see it played with a lot of intensity and great defense. And certainly everyone gets a chance to shine offensively. So it's a fun style of basketball to play. And I think he's really been able to identify kids that thrive in that environment.
Yeah, and you know, you hear this, and maybe we've heard it more in the past. I don't know if a lot of people are talking about it now, but, you know, saying, hey, is CSU a basketball school? Can it become a basketball school? Well, when you're seeing guys like David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens, without a shadow of a doubt, they're sticking with Colorado State. I mean, it's a no-brainer. When you see those guys succeed, and I mean, we're having big picture conversations about those two guys and what they're going to do beyond their college days. When you look at that, do you say, man, yes, absolutely. Colorado State is a basketball school, will continue to be a basketball school, and we're going to continue to attract those big-time players.
Yeah, across the board, I mean, what we talk about throughout the entire department is, you know, fostering a championship culture. You know, and I think a lot of our programs have achieved that, have sustained that, and certainly men's basketball is on that trajectory. And, And, I think about that first class that Nico recruited here with Adam Thistlewood and Kendall Moore. In many ways, they kind of began to really set the culture, but certainly David and Isaiah, you know, have been able to really step up, reinforce, and truly be, you know, leaders of the locker room. But what I like about what Nico has done with this program is I think he's made it clear to every one of the students that, you know, everyone in this locker room is a leader. Every one of us has a responsibility to one another. We're accountable to each other. And if we do all of those things we know day in and day out that we owe to each other, then, you know, great things are going to happen. And I think we've seen that particularly last season and this season. And hopefully it just continues to build in that direction.
Yeah, and you look at some of the young guys coming up, too. I mean, when you talk to anybody on this team, they say a lot of what you're saying, Joe. They say great things about, hey, these guys were the reasons I came here, and then they're establishing. Then you talk to David Roddy, and he starts going off about Jalen Lake, and he says, man, that guy's going to be the future of this program. So you do see kind of this full circle thing happening, and like you said, just a few short years to really build this thing up. And to me, it's fascinating watching a program grow like this to the point where we are seeing them jump into the top 25, pop out, pop back in, and then obviously have those March Madness discussions.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what they've been, you know, committed to as a team, and that's been really clear from the onset. That's what they were trying to build, and I think, you know, that was the story that, you know, that drew, you know, Kendall and Adam here and Isaiah and David and then the other young men on the roster. You know, they really believe in what Coach Medved and his staff are creating here at CSU, and you know, they love being a part of that. You know, and you know, as I said at the onset, you know he's done this, really with almost not quite, but almost an exclusive focus on 4-year students, and I think that's something that fits well with Colorado State. It resonates with our fan base. You know, our folks like to feel like they're integrated into our students' lives, and they know who they are, and you know, when you spend, you know, 3, 4, 5 years with you know, the same students, you know, typically on the roster, I think that really helps engage the fan base. And I think that's one of the things that Nico recognized would be successful here at CSU.
I think that's a great point, too, because, you know, obviously everybody wants, you want to have those guys that are growing up through your program. But we know in this day and age, there's going to be, you're adding kind of some of the other key ingredients, too, with the transfer situation. Bringing in a guy like Chandler Jacobs, if you're going to do it, bringing in a guy like that, I mean, just, we talked to him last week. He's just an amazing individual, a solid player. But you see that, though. You're building it with your foundation, and then you're able to go out and get some of those high character guys just to add to it. I said in the offseason, Joe, I said, man, the rich get richer with this Colorado State men's basketball program when I saw Chandler Jacobs' name flash.
Yeah, and, you know, Chandler's a great example of how this staff really thought, you know, approached it from a very thoughtful perspective about what would be the right fit for this program, you know, because you introduce a student that hasn't spent his entire career inside the program, and, you know, there's guys on the roster that might question that, but I think they don't question, you know, Nico's leadership, and they trust him. And certainly Chandler's a young man that, you know, he would have fit here as a 4-year student or a 1-year student. He's just a remarkable, remarkable person and really, you know, understands the role that he can play on this team.
We're talking to Director of Athletics for Colorado State, Joe Parker. Joe, you've seen a lot of crazy arenas. You've seen it all. The crazy crowds filling it up. When you look at Moby Madness, and man, I was so shocked to see the students turn out when the ice was everywhere. Man, they're like the mailman. You know, rain or shine, they're coming to the games. They're going to be at Moby Arena. Do you look at Moby and say, man, this place can really be magic, where teams are absolutely petrified to come to Fort Collins to play basketball?
When our arena is full, it's the, you know, the best in the conference. You know, I've seen a lot of incredible basketball when I was in the Big 12. You know, spent a lot of time in Fog Allen, spent a lot of time in Gallagher-Iba. You know, just incredible places to watch a college basketball game. And I would say the environment that's being created right now in Moby Arena, particularly with the showing of our students, is as good as anything I've ever seen in the country. You know, as long as you've got near-capacity crowds, and they're loud, and they're understanding their role, which our students and our crowd really recognizes what the advantage they can deliver to our team. You know, it's what we refer to as Moby Magic and Moby Madness for sure.
Yeah, and it's exciting. There's no doubt about it. And there's been some already this season. There's just been some epic games. We'll see if we're going to get one of those CSU Nevada games that we had 2 years ago. That was absolutely incredible. So maybe I don't know if my heart can take those close games anymore. Though I kind of like seeing, you know, 10, 12 point. But I'll settle for an Isaiah Stevens game winning shot. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, any way you can get it done. Yeah, the stress test, you know, it's a little bit easier if you're not on the treadmill getting your, you know, your heart test. So.
Joe, talk to us a little bit about the transition from football this last season to basketball. How important, though? I mean, we know football wasn't what we all wanted it to be, and obviously you guys have moved on in a completely different direction with the coaching staff. But when you look at that, isn't it? It's got to be such a big thing to be able to turn that page to the basketball side and say, all right, these programs, and like we said, both men's and women's, are really putting great products out on the floor.
Yeah, you know, we've football gets a lot of the focus for what we do, not here, but almost everywhere else where you're playing FBS football, and that's understandable, and you know, we're working hard to get that program performing at a higher level with consistent winning. But yeah, it is also nice to turn the page on a tough fall in football and get a chance to focus on the success that we're having on court. You know, Tom Hilbert in volleyball did a tremendous job this past season. And, you know, our Olympic sports have always performed really well. Bedard in track and field, and our women's swimming team right now is undefeated with 14 dual wins. So, you know, it's a good time to be a Ram. You know, since 2015, we've won more conference championships than any other school in the Mountain West.
Wow. Congratulations to you guys, by the way. I mean, it is amazing. And we've talked about that a lot on this program about, like you said, football does get a lot of that attention, but you do need, you know, paying attention to a lot of these other programs that are doing really great things. There's no doubt you guys have been leading in that across the state and really teams across the country. Talking about kind of mixing the two with Moby Madness, Moby Magic, as you said, mixing those two together with football. Jay Norvell, I mean, he looked like a student out there the other night, Joe. He was having a blast. That had to be so great for obviously everybody to see, but for you to see. You make a very tough decision. You guys as an organization make a very tough decision to move on from your current coach Adazio, to move on or to go to Jay Norvell, and to see him in the stands like that having fun. We had him on the program. Man, I want to buy every single book that he wrote about wide receivers. I just want to own every single one.
Yeah, Jay's a remarkable talent in the coaching space. Spent a long time crafting his approach to leadership of a football program. Been mentored by some incredible people in his career, and has proven that he can lead a program in the Mountain West. And we're thrilled to have him here. And what's best is he's equally thrilled to be here. And you saw that. You see it any time that you're around him. Any stakeholder group that we put him in front of, but particularly that basketball game, it was just, he was drawing on the energy of the crowd, really appreciates what our students do, and obviously was encouraging them to think a lot about the fall and what they can do to make our football team even better by being there and supporting them.
Joe, is there a big difference, a massive difference compared to maybe the buy-in that Jay Norvell is showing to the community and the school and everything compared to the last go-around with the last head coach?
I don't want to reflect too much on the past, but I think Jay's he's a very tradition guy, but also has a lot of enthusiasm for not only his players, but, the program. I mean, he's been nonstop with meetings, not only getting to know the roster and obviously identifying prospects and recruits that can make a difference for our program, but I don't think he's had a vacant 15 minutes in his calendar since he's arrived here, with meeting with external stakeholder groups, connecting with our letter winners, making sure that people understand that he wants to be an important part of this community and a great university citizen.
There's just so much to it, isn't there? I mean, there's football, there's recruiting, there's all that, but there's so many things that go into it. I love the coordinators and the coaches, the assistant coaches too. See their Twitter game, Joe. I mean, their Twitter game is just it's so much fun. It's so entertaining. Matt Mummy in particular, the offensive coordinator. I'm having a blast following these guys.
Yeah, I think, that's certainly a dynamic of what's important to engage in a fan base, and I think those guys understand it. One of the first things that they started thinking it through was, you know, what would be their strategy? What would be their approach in the social media space? You know, and they blended in perfectly. I mean, it's not like they, you know, that they had to reprioritize. It's just something that they easily integrate into their experience each and every day. I mean, it's a part of the vernacular that they practice. You know, it's the language that they speak. I think that's indicative of just, you know, having a little bit of a younger lean on the demographic for who he hired, and they really understand the value of creating engagement in the social media space. So, but they also understand they got to win games.
Yeah.
You know, they got to come here and get a group of kids to buy in and make a commitment to CSU and play hard and play well and play smart. And you know, I think what we saw in men's basketball over the last 4 years, you know, that's where I think the direction this program is going to go under Jay Norvell's leadership.
Is that part, and just a couple more for you, Joe, and we'll let you go. Is that kind of part of that process now? And maybe it always has been, but you're asking coaches, you know, about their marketing. We've said this on the show all the time. If you're a head coach of a program, you're marketing that team. You have to try to market, whether that's doing interviews, whether that's tweeting, going to events and that kind of thing. How much of that factors in to those conversations? Because you got to, like you said, a basketball staff that certainly does a lot of that, and you got this football staff that already right off the bat they're everywhere. How much of that takes place in that interview process nowadays?
You know, I mean, you get a pretty good sense of it just by, you know, exploring what they're already doing at their previous place, right? So, you know, that was something I think that Jay and his staff were practicing when they were part of the Wolfpack, and now that they're part of CSU, they're obviously carrying that forward. But it's important. I mean, everything that they do, you know, has to be very intentional and very well thought out, and rolls up to, you know, a comprehensive strategy that's going to build success across the entire program, academically, athletically, and you know, ultimately, you know, it's our job to, you know, the forward-facing piece of what we do is sports entertainment. You know, we understand that. We're going to make sure that that's a deliverable, but you know, ultimately what they're doing and what I love about Jay is that he's developing young men through the experience of being a Division I football player here at Colorado State. And that's the approach that every one of our coaches has. They're viewed first and foremost as educators.
How much pressure is there on this coaching staff to get it right? I mean, is there a timetable that you put on this situation, or are you just looking at it right now? Hey, year by year, let's see where we are. How much pressure really is there on this staff?
Oh, we've got to fix it, right? I mean,
football
is an important piece to the department, to the university. It's and I think we've gotten it right with this hire. I think Jay's going to work tirelessly until he delivers wins and championships to Colorado State.
And last one for you, Joe. I mean, we're, like I said, Twitter, we're all feeling it. We're seeing it, Moby. We're seeing Jay Norvell running around. We're seeing great videos. Is it like an obvious feeling you're getting in the community that people are extremely excited about the football program?
Yeah, I mean, it flipped pretty quickly on the decision. You know, we knew we had to do an expeditious search, and I knew he'd be received positively by the community, but, you know, it's hard to anticipate exactly how people are going to respond. What I want to see most is people, you know, making a tangible choice to be a part of our game days. I mean, that's when we're going to recognize that, you know, that we're on the right path. I mean, just like what we're experiencing in basketball right now, you know, crowds and loud crowds are important to the overall experience. Our students, even last year, certainly for the first half of the season in football, were extraordinary with their support of the program. So, you know, we're going to work through the spring and summer to make sure that we deliver, you know, sellout crowds at Canvas Stadium.
Well, Joe, you know what? Congratulations to you. I'm excited about this hire. We had a chance to talk to Coach Norvell. We always get to talk to Coach Medved on a regular basis, and we appreciate it. We absolutely love it, and we're pumped. We are very excited to see what the future holds for football, and we're having the time of our lives watching Colorado State. We get another one tonight. I'm glad they moved it to 7, though. I got to tell you, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
From 9 to 7 is nice.
That was a gift from our broadcasting partner, so very nice.
All right, Joe, appreciate you, man. I know you're a busy guy. Anytime we can get you on the program is an absolute honor, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
All right, you bet. Thanks, Brady.
All right, thank you. That's Director of Athletics for Colorado State, Joe Parker. I listen, that guy, I want to say this, that guy we didn't have enough time to get into it, but he was put through the ringer during football season. He really was. And I was pretty clear on where I stood on the hire of Steve Adazio. Was it the sexiest hire in the history of the world at the time? No, but I got it. It made sense. How many football programs go do the opposite of what they did before that didn't work? Okay, you go Mike Bobo, never been a head coach before, so you're going to try this defensive-minded guy, this kind of win-in-the-trenches kind of guy that's, you know, more or less a 500 guy in a Power 5 school. So I got it. It made sense. Last year was COVID year. Okay, so you can't make any decisions based off that. Then this year was awful. This year was just absolutely terrible. But what are you going to, you know, what are you absolutely going to do during the season? You're not going to fire him during the season. It wasn't going to happen. So I do got to say, man, for all the stuff that he was getting, for all the crap that he was getting, and I'm not saying it wasn't warranted with Adazio, because Adazio turned out to be that bad for CSU, to turn around and make that hire. Whether it works out or not, this was the move. This was the move. I am so excited about this Jay Norvell move. I'd put my popularity, whatever, reputation on the line for that. I think that this is the right move. So for everything that he went through in that fall, you know, obviously he hired Nico Medved, and people say, oh, that was a slam dunk. It was obvious. Okay, well, I mean, it was obvious for John Elway to draft Von Miller, too. You can not do it, because then John Elway didn't draft Josh Allen. See, you can make the bad decisions. Some good things are happening at Colorado State. And this is the thing. Like, a lot of Rams fans just... Most of you do get it. Like, great things are happening. There's no reason to be bitching and moaning anymore. But there's still that bunch that's like, yeah, but I don't know. There's going to be pressure. That's why I asked him that. He's not shying away from it. There's going to be pressure on football. And I think that, spring day, I didn't get the date, did I? Spring football, my bad, Smitty. Get him back on. there's going to be a lot of pressure. I mean, do you expect a bowl season next year? Got to see what happens with this last signing day coming up. Was it next week? See how that goes. Probably going to go a lot of defense. 38 minutes after the hour. We're going to get this right this time, J. Dean. Let's jump out of here real fast and get the latest on the local sports flash.